Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This is incredible. No notes, absolute genius, unintentionally so, admittedly, and it just exposes the completely ludicrous and patent hypocrisy of the latest crisis. Now, a little recap. At the beginning of April, the Israeli state blew up Iran's consulate in Damascus, Syria, killing Iranian generals and army officers, violating international law, and intentionally trying to provoke a military response. Now, how do we know that Israel was intentionally trying to provoke a military response? Because you don't bomb a foreign consulate and kill a foreign state's generals and army officers without being fully aware that they are inevitably going to strike you back. And the Israeli state wants to deflect from its strategic failure in Gaza, reverse a calamitous public shift against it in the states which arm and back it, stop the US administration backsliding in support for Israel, and drag war out so Netanyahu can stay in power and avoid getting locked up for corruption. So the Iranian regime then did a counterattack, which was superficially very big, but it knew was doomed to failure, which I'll come on to. And now Israel, which doesn't even officially acknowledge it blew up Iran's consulate, pretends it was some unprovoked attack that came out of nowhere so it can continue its policy of escalation for the reasons stated above. Anyway, Lord David Cameron, our foreign secretary, was asked about all of this on television, which was actually a refreshing example of the media doing its job. Let's listen to this excerpt from his interview on Sky News with presenter Kay Burley.
Is it bad judgment or good judgment to hit Iranian sovereign territory in Damascus?
Look, that was that's something the Israelis decided to do. I'll answer the question, which is, I can completely understand the frustration the Israelis feel when they look at the Iranian Revolutionary Guard and they look at the terrible things that they have done all over the world, including the support they give to Hamas. And of course, Hamas were responsible for October the 7th, and that is where all of this begins. So you can completely understand the frustration.
Yeah, but what about Iran's frustration at part of its sovereign territory being flattened?
Well, I would argue there is a massive degree of difference between what Israel did in Damascus and, as I said, 301 weapons being launched by the state of Iran at the state of Israel. For the first time, a state-on-state attack. 101 ballistic missiles, 36 cruise missiles, 185 drones. That is a degree of difference. Yeah. And I think a reckless and dangerous thing for Iran to have done. And I think the whole world can see all these countries that have somehow wondered, well, you know, what is the true nature of Iran? It's there, okay, in black and white.
What would Britain do if a hostile nation flattened one of our consulates?
Well, we would take, we would take the very strong action.
And Iran would say that that's what they did?
Well, what they did, as I said, was a massive attack.
So they were right to respond, but they overreacted, is that what you're saying?
What I'm saying is that the attack they carried out was on a very large scale, much bigger than people accepted.
But did they have a right to respond?
Well, countries have a right to respond when they feel they've suffered an aggression. Of course they do. But look at the scale of that response. Had those weapons not been shot down, there could have been thousands of casualties, including civilian casualties. I think that's a really important point to take into account.
Amazing. Just amazing stuff here. So David Cameron here says that if a UK consulate was bombed by a foreign state, the UK would take very strong action. Well, you can say that again. The UK would bomb them. Very clearly, that's what would happen. We all know it. Might as well just say it out loud. If a US consulate was bombed, wiping out US generals and army officers, exactly the same thing would happen. That would be regardless, by the way, of how many war crimes in, say, Iraq or Gaza right now those generals were objectively involved in, if we're going to use the defence here of the terrible things these Iranian officers are alleged to be involved in. Speaking as someone who clearly has no truck whatsoever with Iran's regime. But actually, what he says here is so ludicrous when you give it more than 20 seconds of basic scrutiny. You see, David Cameron knows full well that Iran choreographed an attack which was superficially very big, but which was doomed to failure, having given Israeli, Arab states and the US ample time in which to prepare. So by his logic, if the Iranian regime had launched a much smaller, unexpected targeted attack, which, say, successfully blew up an Israeli military base, that would have been legitimate. But this superficially larger, but very clearly all-for-show attack, wasn't legitimate. Well, anyway, Iranian news channels have been broadcasting the clip of David Cameron saying the UK would take very strong action if a hostile power flattened a British consulate. Well, obviously, because as far as Iran's concerned, that automatically buries Western hypocrisy on the issue. Now, you don't actually have to be a tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy theorist to believe that Israel is very clearly and obviously trying to provoke an armed confrontation with Iran and trigger a regional war, which would have truly horrible consequences and which would drag in the United States. And in fact, that is exactly what the US administration themselves think, which we know because they've been very cowardly, in a very cowardly way, linking this in terms of what they think Netanyahu is trying to do to NBC News, because they think winking at voters disillusioned with the triviality of their government being complicit in genocide will make them go and get over all of that and vote for Biden come the presidential election. Now, let's just listen to this Sky News military analyst.
I'm joined now by our military analyst, Professor Michael Clark. Michael, talking to Danny Aylon there, he said that there should be ramifications, in his words, and that Israel has never wanted conflict with Iran. Some would gently push back on that. I mean, how likely would you say an Israeli response to these missile attacks are?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't gently push back on it. I would assertively push back on it, because the Netanyahu government has been saying for 20-odd years, our real enemy is Iran. You know, the Palestinians are just a problem. They're a nuisance. And we don't have to really deal with the Palestinians. That's been his view. But that Iran is our real enemy. And the Iranian Revolution of 1979 set off an anti-Israel rhetoric across the region that we have to deal with. So, yeah, I think they do want conflict with Iran. If they could manage it, that's fine. If they have to fight it, they will at some point in the future. I think that's the view.
Yes, well, duh. This is one of these completely ludicrous situations where absolutely everybody knows what's happening. The British government is painfully aware of what the Israeli state is doing. They're not actually completely thick. And they also have a whole range of diplomats and intelligence people to tell them what's what. This is all theatre. They're just bending reality for the sake of defending an ally, which frankly is causing a Western power block, already catastrophically damaged by the multiple failed military adventures of the 21st century, irreversible reputational harm. Let me also quote from the courageous Israeli journalist Gideon Levy, who I interviewed on this channel a week and a half ago, in his latest column in the Israeli newspaper Haaretz. Given the narrative that actually Israel wiped out a foreign consulate in another foreign country because it was responding to Iranian aggression. He says, for several years now, Israel has provoked Iran constantly in Lebanon, Syria, and also on Iranian soil, and has not paid any price. It would be foolish to believe that the rope Israel has stretched will not break. That moment may have come. He adds, it takes an insane amount of arrogance to think that Iran will never react to these provocations.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Now, that might seem like an outrageous thing to say in the context of the current so-called debate or discussion on these issues, but it is transparently just the truth. Now, what's actually the legal rights and wrongs of all this? Now, as legal scholar Craig Martin, a US professor of public international law and the law of armed conflict, puts it in a very useful Twitter thread, Israel's airstrike on the Iranian consulate in Damascus was a use of force against both Syria and Iran and a violation of Article 2, in brackets 4, of the UN Charter's prohibition on the use of force. He goes on to say, Iran's response with drone and missile strikes against Israel does not satisfy the requirements of necessity or proportionality as an exercise of self-defense under Article 51, and so it too was an unlawful retaliation in violation of Article 2, in brackets 4, of the UN Charter. He adds, but US and other Western states have engaged in similar uses of force in unlawful retaliation, including against Iran, under the pretextual rationales of exercising self-defense. He adds, and the condemnation of Iran strikes while turning a blind eye and thereby condoning the Israeli strikes further creates perceptions of double standards, hypocrisy, and Western instrumental and unprincipled use of law as a blunt instrument of power. Finally, he says, particularly against the backdrop of silence on Israeli violations of international humanitarian law, in Gaza, while condemning, among others, Russian conduct in Ukraine. So nothing less than the integrity and viability of international law and the rule of law at stake. And Western governments need to be more principled if they do not want to be the cause of its demise. Global South states are now defending international rule of law. Well, yeah, quite. Personally, I'm on the side of not having military escalation. Armchair warmongers, to be perfectly frank, repulse me. People who just sit casually in their comfortable Western living rooms talking about how we need to rain some more bombs on some other people. That is, if we're going to be blunt, explosives which rip people's brains out of their skulls, cook babies alive and rip the limbs off elderly women. Those people disgust me. I just don't live in the same moral universe as these people. Just be frank about it. I'm not a pacifist, by the way. I accept violence in some circumstances is absolutely unavoidable, given the risk of greater violence, but it is always a hideous evil. And the violence being whipped up here is not about preventing violence. It's actually the opposite. It's intentionally whipping up violence, risking the lives of huge numbers of people in the process, when already, on a daily basis, huge numbers of people are being slaughtered by the Israeli state in Gaza with the direct complicity of Western states. So as well as condemning Israel for initiating this military escalation, neither do I support Iran's armed response. Even as per Gideon Levy and this legal expert, I think it was absolutely inevitable. And the West's determination to repeatedly defy international law, to just cherry-pick it, to use it when it's useful to condemn its enemies and then ignore it when it gets in the way of what the West thinks is its own strategic interest, which actually much of the time it isn't, unless people think that illegally invading Iraq was somehow some great win for the West. But it also, they allow their allies to do it, e.g. Israel, to pick and choose, but then use international law when it suits them, as well as the West's complicity in gross human rights abuses, has very predictably destabilized the global order. Yeah, this is a mess. And you know what is a mess? That is going to get worse and kill a lot more people. And I resent having to say things, which, by the way, are completely and utterly predictable. I'm not a prophet. I'm not some great analyst with huge insight into what's happening. I'm just using basic precedent and common sense. We just have to constantly sit here and watch what we all know will be bloody calamities, as we predicted with Iraq and Afghanistan and Libya and indeed Gaza, all turn out to be bloody disastrous calamities. It's like watching the film Titanic, knowing the film will end with the Titanic sinking, with a huge number of people being killed, with a slightly unfortunate difference that this is not, in fact, a film, and the ending would not be inevitable were our leaders to make different choices. But we know they won't, so all I can do is sit here talking to you on a YouTube channel, saying the blatantly obvious about what's going to happen, which you know is what's going to happen, with absolutely zero satisfaction, because the net result will just be lots more dead people. So there we have it. Our rulers, moral disgraces and hypocrites, with a lot of blood on their hands and so much blood yet to come. And we either stop this madness with our own collective power, or we sit here watching the world descend even further into violent chaos. All I'm saying, guys, is something has to give. Please like and subscribe. Do leave your comments. Love to hear your thoughts. Keep the show on the road. So as we take on these pro-war zealots at patreon.com/ownjoes84. I'll speak to you soon.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.